Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
We have members from the Ministry of Planning and Development with us here at Freedom 106.5 FM inside the digital world. And they're in the very right place because they're going to be showing us some digital transformation that the ministry has undertaken. We have two guests, the first one being Janine Ratan Singh. She is a research officer for Town and Country Planning Division at the Ministry of Planning and Development. And Mrs. Ratan Singh has been employed at the Ministry of Planning and Development, Town and Country Planning Division for over 12 years. And she holds a bachelor's degree in management from the University of the West Indies and a master's in marketing from the Arthur Lockjack Global School of Business. Mrs. Ratan Singh has been acting head of the research unit since December of 2018 and is currently the project lead for the Development TT project. Good afternoon. Can I call you Janine?
Yes. That's fine. Okay. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Janine, and welcome to the digital world. Karen?
We also have Mr. Ryan Cenat, who is the Business Operations Officer at the Develop TT project. And Mr. Cenat's duties range from the compilation and review of project and program plans and documentation, verification of Develop TT modules, process flows for all stakeholders, agencies, and applicants, conduct training and live demonstrations of the system to applicants and approvers, and systems support for user groups. Welcome, Mr. Ryan Cenat.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you guys doing today?
I'm good.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, we have a new is this a completely new platform from Develop TT?
Yes, so the system is a brand new system, mm-hmm. But it was launched since 2020, so it's not that new.
Right.
But it is a new concept to Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay.
All right. So as we look to jump into that, first of all, for people who may have missed the previous interviews that were held here at Freedom 106.5 FM, could we start with what is Develop TT?
Right. So Develop TT is Trinidad and Tobago's online system for the construction permitting process. So this system is really a website. It's www.developtt.gov.tt, and this allows applicants to submit electronically to Town and Country. So not only do applicants submit electronically, but approvers also on the back end, they actually process via Develop TT as well. This allows the applicant to track their application and see the movement of the application at each agency. For example, the process at TCPD is that the clerk will forward it to Plotter. So now applicants can actually see this movement by tracking the application on Develop TT.
And also, how does Develop TT work for you?
Right. So Develop TT moves from a really paper-based submission process to electronic and online. It's also very transparent, as you can tell, because you're able to track and see where your application is. At TCPD, you would have had to submit 4 copies of everything. So you can imagine how that is, for example, a very large development. Now in online, you know, you just submit 1 application. That application is used throughout the life cycle of that process. You have the same reference number. Before you go to an agency, they would have the internal reference number. But now this 1 reference number is used throughout the life cycle. You can also have, we have the ability to download your letters and certificates. So you no longer have to physically go to an office. You can download it there. We have some secure features as well on those documents.
And what is Develop TT applicable to?
So it's applicable to everyone. In order to submit an application, you have to register, but anyone can register. You can be a professional. You can be an architect, a draftsperson, an engineer. You could be normal man on the street. Your first time have to submit an application, you could register. Everything is on the website, how to register, and we have a PDF on how to do that. And you could do that soft copy and online as well.
Oh, that's what I was wondering. If I've never been on the site and never had to submit a document before, I'll be able to find the steps to do so? Or is there someone I can contact, a chatbot, anything
right.
like
so
that?
So we have all of that. So if you go on a website, a chatbot comes up immediately. So you can speak to that chatbot between 8 to 4. During the week, and you will get some information there. We also have the how to register tab. It's basically you're filling out a TT BizLink registration form. You're giving us 2 forms of valid IDs. At the end of the form, we have various email addresses for TT Connect centers. So you can email it to the centers, and then they will complete the process for you. Between 1 or 2 business days, you will be registered. If you want to register in person, you can also visit any TT Connect center.
And how does someone access and utilize Develop TTE services?
Right. You basically just need access to a computer and internet. Once you are registered, you create a password. You use that password to log into the system. And when you're on the system, we have some quick links, which is all be our e-services. Right now, not everything is launched. So for Trinidad, we have planning permission, liquor license, customs bonded, status of land, and stamp duty. Those are all launched. In Tobago, we have status of land, stamp duty, liquor license, and customs bonded. Coming soon will be planning permission for our Tobago agencies.
How soon do you think that will be available?
Should be within the coming months.
Okay, good to know. So why should we be using Develop TT?
So TCPD has moved away from manual submissions or any applications. Everything now is through Develop TT. The regional offices are no longer accepting any paper-based applications. You have to register. You have to use the system.
So it's more like I have to. I don't really have choice.
We welcome and encourage you to. But any sort of construction process or anything that you have to do for construction, you have to start with town and country planning permission. And with the grant of that planning permission, then you go on to the municipal corporation and you request something called a building permit. Only then you can actually start to build. And then at the end of that, when your building is complete, then you request a completion certificate. So all of that is done via Develop TT. And the whole of Trinidad is online for that.
All right. So we have with us Janine Ratan Singh. She's the research officer at Town and Country Planning Division of the Ministry of Planning and Development. We also have Ryan Seenath with us. We're going to come back. And Karen is going to have an awesome website development TT tutorial with Ryan.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
So you are listening to the digital world here at Freedom 106.5 FM. And with us, we have members of the Town and Country Planning Division from the Ministry of Planning and Development, Janine Ratan Singh, as well as Ryan Seenath. And now we get to the exciting portion, Karen.
Right.
Ryan is going to show you how to use Develop TT.
Right. So, folks, I know you guys are going to be listening to this, so we're going to try to be as verbally descriptive as we possibly can. Ryan's going to treat me as somebody who has no idea what Develop TT is about. He's going to walk me through the whole entire process.
Ryan, heads up. He is not the digi boss right now.
No,
He's never even touched a computer.
I am not.
Okay, no problem.
I am definitely not. I will say the website does look snazzy. You know, you go on a lot of other government platforms and you're like, but this one looks like it's definitely... Definitely, you guys put some good time into this. So walk us through it.
Okay. So the first thing you want to do is go to the website,
mm-hmm.
which is www.developtt.gov.tt.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this is your website. You have the three options that you would see in red: how to register, the e-services, and the login button.
Right.
So once you've already been registered to use the website, you can go ahead and log in.
Now, is the registration process long? Is there an in-person component as well?
You can do everything online.
Okay.
So the steps, once you click how to register, you'll mm-hmm. see all the steps. You'll get the forms to fill out. You can fill out the forms and you could submit it via email.
Okay, so we could do this 100% because I think the other day when I had to create a TT BizLink account, I had to register online, then I had to go in person for them to approve it and then continue back online. So we could do everything.
You could do it online. You still have the option to go in person if that's better for you as well.
Oh, just to register, right? Because I think you said we can't submit anything.
Just to register.
But register. Okay.
Still have to fill out the forms.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, nice.
Okay, so I'm just going to log in as an applicant.
All right, so Ryan right now is filling in all of my information. I'm ready to do some business on the Develop TT website. We're logging in.
So just click login via TT BizLink.
All right.
So once you log in, mm-hmm. the first thing that's going to come up for you as an applicant is what we call your dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you'll see your name at the top, and you'll see some buttons. The dashboard will always bring you back to this page.
Right.
There's the submit an application button. That's what you want to go to when you're ready to submit an application.
Mm-hmm.
There's a search function, which allows you to search for any application you've submitted in the system.
Right.
right? Of course, you have a pie chart with the breakdown of applications. So we have a, on this test application, right. We have a lot of applications submitted already. That's why you've seen the numbers filled out on the pie chart.
So it, this is just a test data. So in real world, this would be my information, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so is there a time where I'm going to have 3,982 submissions?
Maybe sometime in the future.
All right, go ahead.
Very unlikely.
All right.
But, you know, so the first thing I'm going to do is mm-hmm. press submit an application.
All right.
And this is where you get the list of e-services that you're looking at.
So, all right. So I'm opening up a bar. I need to sell some alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
Business of choice, right, Karen?
It's Friday, Melissa. Samantha, Melissa. Sorry.
Oh, that's another story, okay?
Yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, no. If you wanted a liquor license
respondent,
you can do that here as well.
All right.
So you just click on the apply button.
Okay.
But for this demo, I'm just going to show you the most popular e-service, which is the planning permission.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it would have been the liquor license, but it's not, folks. It's not. Go ahead.
Well, your bar will need planning permission before you apply for liquor license.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So, yeah. So, you see. So, all right. So, now I know.
Let's just repeat that. Your bar will need planning permissions before. Okay.
Right. Yes. So, the rose gold bar is coming, folks. It is coming. I'm figuring out how to get all the required permissions.
And you know, I'm very interested, Janine and Ryan, would if the public needs this sort of one-on-one assistance with using the website, is this possible?
Sometimes we get calls, so we can walk you through via the live chat. Two persons also get that sort of support. We can have an email, support@developtt.gov.tt. You can email us. We can set up maybe a Teams call or any sort of virtual call. Some persons also still prefer in person, mm-hmm. very rarely. But if they are able to, they can visit us at the Eric Williams Finance Building. We can make an appointment and we could do a walkthrough there.
Okay. I'll get some pertinent information. Ryan, what type of coffee do you drink?
I think you should drink coffee. I drink tea.
Okay, so folks, if you guys need Ryan to come in Starbucks or Ridge or any one of the coffee houses, he'll let you know what kind of tea, and he can come and do the one-on-one with you.
So once you click apply for a mm-hmm. plan permission application, you get a page giving you some breakdown on how our application is processed at Town & Country Planning.
Right.
You know, so the application is first verified at the front desk. Mm-hmm. And then we have a mapping officer called the plotter.
Right.
Who verifies the location on a map. Then the development control inspectors will visit the site. And finally, the planner will make a decision on the application.
Right.
As an applicant, you have to fill out some questions just to guide you on what type of application you want to submit.
Mm-hmm.
So just fill these questions. You have to fill them out because they're mandatory.
All right.
So in the system, we have certain fields that are mandatory and some that are not. You have to fill mandatory fields in order to go forward.
Do we have the certificate of environmental clearance? Yes, I got that. My liquor bar is going to be, you know, environmentally friendly.
Yeah, basically, if your application, your proposal mm-hmm. needs a CEC, then Town & Country will have to send your application to the EMA, and they can do that via DevelopTT.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. So I could do everything from this website.
Yeah.
Okay. Oops. It's okay. Go back.
Yeah. Just let me scroll down. All right, there we go. So I click submit. I get a little notification. Mm-hmm. This just basically tells you that plan permission is available in Trinidad, coming soon for Tobago.
Right.
Right, so I click OK. Oops. Yeah, just the scroll is like...
No, it's okay. So because it's an iPad, don't worry. You can use the screen.
Okay, nice.
Right, nice. Like, go ahead.
You taught me something.
You can tell he's a technical guy because he's going right back to the scroll. Like, touch the screen, right? Touch the screen.
I'll just choose full plan permission.
Yeah.
And click submit. Right. This is the application form.
Right.
What I do, I have a little read-up telling you how to fill out the fields, etc. Mm-hmm. Basically, what I explained before about mandatory fields being necessary to go forward. This is your reference number is automatically generated by the system.
Okay.
This will be the reference number for the life cycle of the application. It's very important to take a note of this.
Right. So we can grab a screenshot.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful.
Yeah. It'll always be there on your dashboard as well.
Okay.
Right. The applicant will fill out these fields, you know, general information, your name, address, stuff like that. Then there's a section where you fill out information on your proposal.
Right.
So you select a category. So this is basically the list of categories that we have.
New buildings.
New buildings, addition to existing structure, alterations, change of use, subdivision, engineering operations, and retention.
All right. So I'm buying a structure I'm turning into a bar. Is this a new building? Is this an alteration?
Well, if you want to turn it into a bar, that would be a change of use.
Okay. All right. No problem.
Yep. So any development proposal that fall into one of these categories, you need planning permission for, basically.
All right.
Right. So new buildings would be if you have a vacant piece of land and you're going to erect a brand new building. So
okay.
That's when you select new buildings.
Right.
Addition to existing structures, as it sounds, you have a building, you maybe want to add a porch, a new room, anything that will increase the footprint.
Mm-hmm.
That is addition to existing structure. Alteration is the same thing. You're making slight alterations. Just think of anything that increases the footprint of the building. Change of use, well, Ryan would have said that as well. Maybe your building was an office and now you want to turn it into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go from office to commercial.
Right.
Same thing maybe from res to, if you want like a parlor downstairs, that's res to commercial now.
Right.
So that's change of use. Subdivision is you have a large or small piece of land and now you want to basically cut up that land into smaller pieces. That is a subdivision to make it into legal parcels.
Right.
Engineering operations, that is anything to do with roadworks, things like that, large engineering operations, yeah. Retention, you built without planning permission, and now you are trying to come up to scratch.
Uh-huh.
So that is retention.
Uh-huh. That sounds sticky.
Cameron sounds like he has to go on the website and fill out something.
Correct. I'm taking notes.
Right. Applicant will fill out some more information about the site, including the size. They select their proposed use. Right. Let's say I want to build a single family home. Click add. It's very user friendly, the website.
Yeah.
You know, if I have to select the existing use, so if there's no building, I'll just select vacant.
Right.
And the last section is where I put in my notification information.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever information I put in here, my email address, when something happens with the application, something significant,
right,
I'll get a notification to that email.
Right.
Automatic notification from the system.
Right.
So, for example, if there's a decision on the application, I'll get a notification email.
Right.
Yeah. If the development control inspector schedules an inspection to visit the site, I'll also get a notification.
Everything's email-based?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to, you got to have a little bit of tech savvy to keep in mind all the correspondence is going to be through email. What about the people who are not necessarily tech savvy, not too much into emails? You know, how are they going to get correspondence? Are you guys sending snail mail? Are you guys sending a text message? Text message? No?
Okay, that's an idea.
Throwing it out.
All right. I'm also wondering if you have started this process with the planning division. Let's say you have come into the office and you did some documentation that was put in. What's happening now? Are you converting this into an online file, or is it up to the applicant to restart the process again?
Right. So if you have a manual application, that process remains offline until that life cycle, and that will complete offline. Only brand new applications on Developed TT will continue online.
All right. So that's good to note. So this developertt.gov.tt application process is for brand new applications. All right. That's good to know.
Right. So the next tab 2 is where it gets interesting, right?
I thought it was interesting from the very start, Ryan.
Okay.
Ryan's licking his chops right now.
Yeah,
so we
I can
know
tell.
This is the good stuff right here. So we're looking at site location.
Yeah, so this is where me as the applicant would draw on a map the location of my site, right? So this is a map of Trinidad. Basically, it's a Google map.
Right.
Right. I could zoom in to wherever my location is. So let me just use this screen. I'll just choose a location just for the purposes of the demo. Right. So.
So I want that whole farmland right there. It's going to be a big bar.
Yeah. So you see, we already have some houses in this area.
Right.
Right. So I have the tools in a panel on the left. I select the pencil tool. And I just draw a box where my site is located. Right. It doesn't have to be the exact size. It doesn't have to be the exact shape. It just has to be as close as possible to the location.
That's good, because I can't draw stick people. So I was getting kind of a little hesitant.
Right. So once I have my shape, I just press the save button. I can add a description if I need to. I don't need to. Right.
All right. So we got success. Feel like we're cooking with Ramco right now. Right. All right.
And this will serve in place of the location sketch.
Right.
But you also have the option to submit a location sketch if you still want to.
Okay.
Right. We also have the ability to change the layer. Right. We could add layers like the town and country plan and regions, the policy. So let me just put it on just to show you.
And again, a reminder that you are listening to The Digital World here at Freedom 106.5 FM. We are joined by Janine Ratan Singh, Research Officer of the Town and Country Planning Division at the Ministry of Planning and Development, as well as with Ryan Seenath, Business Operations Officer at Development TT.
Right. So once I put on the policy layer on the map, I can see whether my site is in the policy that I'm proposing.
Right. So what are we good right now, or we know?
Piece of the site falls in agriculture, piece of it falls in urban development.
Right.
So most of it is in urban, so I think I'm good there.
If it was like half and half, would we have to resketch?
No. The plotter would verify the location.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah. So They have other layers, cadastral grid, counties as well. Some applications would go to the CMOH after approval from town and country.
Right.
Yeah, so you can see the counties as well on the map.
And CMOH would be what exactly, if I don't know the acronym?
County Medical Officer of Health. Yeah.
All right, so we draw our land. It's good. What's our next step?
Right. So the next step would be tab 3, which would be to upload your documents, your plans. Right. So we have a different sections for different types of documents.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an authorization letter, if you're doing the application on behalf of someone, you may have an authorization letter. It's a special section for you to upload it.
Right.
Then you have documents that are required for each application. Your deed, your cadastral sheet, and optional, your location sketch, or any other documents you have that you think will help with the processing of the application.
Right. So everything is labeled, so you're just uploading those documents to each section.
Right. Right. Then there's a section below where you would submit your plans. Right. So let me just put on that section.
So could I ask a question? When it comes to uploading documents, are there any special requirements? Can I just take pictures with my phone? Do I need a scanner? Do I have to have it specially scanned? Because I know plans are normally some large documents.
Yeah.
What would be required for me to upload these?
Right. So we require the plans specifically to be uploaded in PDF. That way we can process the town and country officers can process it on the back end. You can scan into PDF, or if your architect is creating the plans online, they can already put it in PDF instead of having it printed out and then scanning it to PDF. So you can just convert it to PDF, and you can upload the PDF into the special boxes.
So this is especially good information. That means whoever is doing my plans has to already be working online. I know there are still some people who are doing manual drawings.
Yeah, but you could scan the manual drawings to PDF as well.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, they have to be soft copy to upload them to the site.
And should I be keeping the actual manual documents as well? Do you think there's ever a time that you're going to ask me to verify my scanned documents?
No, I would say.
All right. So any changes to any documents would be via a query, and we wouldn't require the manual. We would need a new upload. So let's say TCPD said that you provided a scale, and based on our measurements, your scale is wrong, and we need you to verify and change that. So that'll be a change you have to do. So you're just kind of re-uploading a PDF.
Okay.
So if you have a draftsperson that is using AutoCAD, that system itself is already soft copy. So they would just need to convert to PDF and provide you with that. If you have someone who is doing hand-drawn sketches, they just scan it and upload it.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. The labels of the boxes we see here are the general plans that will be required to assess an application.
Right.
So you have your site plan, you have your topographical map. That's not always necessary. If it is necessary and you did not upload one, you will be queried to upload one.
Right.
Right. You have your floor plans, your elevation plans, section plans, and roof plans.
Right.
Once you have uploaded these plans, you go to the next step, which is the summary page. You just look at a summary of everything you uploaded. Yep. Right.
And then once everything is there.
Yeah, once everything is there and you're satisfied, you just agree to the terms and conditions at the bottom of the page and you click submit.
Right. And once we hit submit, email is going to be sent. Any changes, everything's going to follow up by email.
Okay. So once you hit submit, you'll get an email with your reference number.
Right.
So you have it there saved already.
Right. Yeah. And if we need to check on the status of it, where do we go to pull up the application?
So you'd go back to the same site. You'll go to your dashboard. Right. So let me just show you. I could just click dashboard. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, great. Yeah. And the application will show up here under recent applications. Right. You'll see there's a column with the status, or you could click the application itself and you'll go into the application and you'll see what we call the assessment history of the application.
Right.
Yeah, and it will give you which stage it's at the moment and what date it reached to that stage.
Okay. Well, I do like digital, so...
Anything pushing towards digital transformation. So we're speaking with members of the Ministry of Planning and Development, the Town and Country Planning Division. With us is Janine Ratan Singh, Research Officer 2, and Ryan Sinath, the Business Operations Officer at the Develop TT project.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
We jump back into things with the Develop TT project. Ryan and Janine, first of all, I have to ask who you're supporting for World Cup 2022.
My team is out, I think.
Good answer. What about you, Ryan?
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands. Okay. Yeah. Well, finally, we
have
somebody.
The first.
We had somebody with confidence. Finally. All right. So Ryan was telling me, Ryan Sinath, he's a business operations officer at the Develop TT project. And he's saying there's another application that we could make here via the website, right?
Yeah. So basically, once you get that email that a decision was made on your application, you could come back to the website. And you go to the tab called Action Required, and you just click on your reference number to open the application, because this is how you'll see the decision and get your decision letter.
Right.
Right. So the letter comes through the system, right?
But when we say comes through the system, the letter is on your application. So you'll get an email saying planning permission granted, and then you have some instructional steps. So you have to log back in, click on your application, and then go to a relevant tab. And then we have a secure print button. So that's a green button. And then that's where you download your TCPD letter or any other certificate there in the system. And it's secure print because we have some security features to make sure that the letter is authentic.
Do you guys have also video walkthroughs of each of these processes that the public can access?
We do have some video tutorials on the website. Okay. I do believe one is to submit an application and one is how to register.
Okay.
Yeah. So the secure features on the letter. So the format of the letter has changed from a little bit from how it was on the manual will. And now we have digital signatures, we have digital stamp, we also have a barcode, and we have a watermark on all our letters. The barcode allows us to track the application wherever it is.
Right. So once you access the secure print, you can view your letter, your decision letter, and the application will be automatically sent to the selected municipal corporation. And this corporation would also be able to see the same information that you submitted to Town and Country Planning, and they can also see the decision letter from Town and Country Planning. Right? Janine?
Right. So the application goes to the corporation, but the applicant still has some work to do. They have to fill out the municipal corporation form, and they also have to upload their structural drawings in order for the municipal corporation to be able to actually process the application. So unless the applicant actually submits to the corporation, then the corporation is unable to process the application. So what Ryan can do here is actually go through the municipal corporation form. Maybe not, you don't have to go through all the fields, but you know, you could just tell them a little bit.
Yeah, so the application will look the same as it was when you were submitting to Town and Country, except they'll have a few more tabs. So you'll see some new tabs show up with new names. Land particulars tab, you filled it out. You fill out building dimensions, which in which you would give the dimension of each room in your building. And you'd see a tab for water closet and septic tank. There's also a tab called Corporation Upload Documents. So on this tab is where you would submit documents specifically for the municipal corporation to assess further. Right? The documents, as Janine mentioned, the structural drawings, the foundation plan, framing plan, beams, etc. So you submit it on this tab. The septic plan as well would go on this tab. Right? Once you have all that information put into the application and all your plans are uploaded, you can come to the last tab called Complete Application and press the Submit button. Once you press Submit here, the application will be at the relevant municipal corporation for processing.
This is good. This is good. So just to kind of bring it back for everybody that's tuning in, just give us a bit of a rundown of all the different services that we can do on the platform for people who are now tuning in.
Okay, sure. No problem. So once you click on Submit an Application, or you can click on the e-services button on the homepage, you'll get a list of e-services, right? So the first one, the most popular one, is planning permission. You also have the public application register. This is where members of the public can view on a map the different applications, minimal details about each application that has been submitted through the system. There's also the ability to submit an application for advertisement, parental correspondence, custom bonded correspondence, liquor license correspondence, mining application, status of land correspondence, which is also a next popular one, and stamp duty exemption correspondence, a variation request, and you also have the option to submit an unauthorized development complaint.
All right. And if anybody needs assistance, so they're not tech savvy, everything is online now, we need some additional help, where are some of the resources that people can get that additional help from?
Well, if they're able to send us an email, they can email us at support@developtt.gov.tt. Mm-hmm. They can also contact us at 612-3000, extension 2160 and 2165. If they go on the website, there is the live chat option, and they can reach out there. Even if they want us to call them, they can let the live chat know that, and we will contact them.
Is there a place that we could physically go? So even though we're doing it online, is there a place that we could physically go to get personal assistance at one of your institutions?
They can make an appointment via the email or calling us.
Okay.
They, it's very rare that we are able to do that, but if there is the need, we will make an exception.
I get asked a lot of times, if we don't want to do digital. Listen, for the people who are shy about technology, I got your back. I'm trying to ensure we have offline support to get all this, because I might actually have to come in the first time.
And Develop TT again is reminding you that the applications going forward, this is for new applications that need to be sent into the Town and Country Planning Division. Janine Ratansingh, Research Officer, as well as Ryan Seenath with us on the Develop TT project. We have a few more minutes with you. Is there anything you would like the public to know with regards to the Develop TT project?
Yeah, so the project itself is not only town and country planning, it is the entire construction permitting process. So that process starts at town and country with the grant of planning permission, and then it goes on to the municipal corporation. Those are 14 municipal corporations. But in between there, based on your development, you may be conditioned to what we call other government agency. So there are about 26 government agencies, and they're all included in Develop TT. So based on your development, you may need to go to the EMA. If it is a designated activity, we have the list there, you can see. You may need to go to the fire prevention unit. If it is maybe like a multifamily building, which is an apartment building or a commercial building, that will need their approval. If it is a subdivision over, I want to say, 4 to 6 plots, you need to go to the water and essential services. So there are a heap of agencies included, OSHA, most anything you could think of, and they are involved in the system as well. So they will also be processing online or given some sort of information. We have some agencies that also provide advice to CCPD. So the manual will, we probably would have written like a letter to them seeking their advice, maybe on a setback. How far should we allow this applicant to do so? So now it's done via the system. We just digitally send the application to them and they provide the response as well. And the manual will, if you have an application that's probably under the HDC or Commissioner of State Lands, you would have had to get your plan stamped before you come to TCPD. But of course, Develop TT starts with a TCPD application. So we are sending the application to these agencies digitally. Once they recommend, the stamp digitally appears. So you no longer need to physically go in. You may still need to go in to pay, but there is, you know, that digital stamp being placed.
So what I'm gathering is that the Develop TT project is like the tip of the umbrella, and then you'll basically walk my application through the other processes for me, or at least guide me through them if I have to deal with other corporations?
Yeah, so everything is done under the umbrella of Develop TT, in that it starts with town and country, and then it goes along the natural process, which would be to the municipal corporation. And then the entire process is also taken into consideration here.
You want to touch on the payment options available through the platform? How are we able to pay for our fees online?
So that is a feature that will be coming in the future, online payment. Mm-hmm. Right now, it is as it is, which is you go manually either to the corporation. Some corporations send you to the bank first. We recommend that you reach out to the corporation first and find out what that method is. But in the future, perhaps maybe next year, we will have the online payment feature.
And Ryan, Ryan Seenath, as well, like the brainchild of Develop TT, he just loves clicking those buttons and hitting the back button. What would you like the public to know about the website?
I, even though you may not be too much into technology, I would recommend it because it's very easy to use. Once you start using it, it's easy. And it allows you to track your application, which is a good thing. A lot of people seem to like that. So they can, at any point in time, even after work hours, you can log into the website and you can see where your application is when it reached at that point. So I think I would recommend it to the public.
Good to know. Thank you very much, both Ryan Seenath, Business Operations Officer at the Develop TT Project, and Janine Ratansingh, Research Officer 2 at the Town and Country Planning Division of the Ministry of Planning and Development, as they introduced us and walked us through their website, Develop TT. What is the website again? I want to make sure everybody has a domain name.
.gov.tt. Develop TT. Go ahead.
It's www.developtt.gov.tt.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Did that so well.
Samantha, where can Freedom Family find you?
They could find me everywhere. Thanks to Karen. I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. Check out my shorts. Check out my website coming soon. All right,
you get website too.
I have a website. YouTube.
After tomorrow, she's going to be even more Googleable, folks.
Googleable. Okay. Thank you guys so very much. Love you, Freedom Family.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.